1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper.
It's over. UConn is a machine. The Huskies will play for the national championship.
The game on CBS as UConn pulls away from Alabama late to advance to the national title game versus Purdue. UConn Huskies center Donovan Klingon.
My teammates, you know, put me in the best position. Coaches put me in the best position possible. And just trying to have an impact any way I can, and just trying to win. Whatever I can do.
The final game is Monday night. It's now been 6 months of the war between Israel and Hamas. The United Nations says it's finally gained access to Gaza's largest hospital, Al-Shifa, recently attacked and rendered non-functioning by Israeli forces. The World Health Organization says numerous shallow graves and many partially buried bodies were found just outside the emergency department. The WHO's Dr. Ayala Saperbekov.
In the yard of the hospital are the graves of people who have died. Some of them are not yet even buried.
Correspondent Holly Williams is in the war zone.
At a funeral on Friday for seven members of the Revolutionary Guards killed in a suspected Israeli airstrike, Iran vowed to take revenge. And that's fueling fears that the Israel-Hamas war could widen into a regional conflict.
Back here, if you're in the path of a solar eclipse Monday, experts are warning to not look up unless you have special eyewear. Our Janet Shamlian is at one plant where they're made.
Inside this Memphis area plant, what's made here will be worn by tens of millions across the country as they gaze skyward Monday, eclipse glasses. John Jarrett runs American Paper Optics, the nation's largest producer of eclipse glasses.
So to make a pair of paper glasses, 3D glasses, or eclipse glasses, it's a five-step process.
The silver-black polymer film of eclipse glasses is 1,000 times stronger than even the darkest sunglasses.
The Republican National Committee says former President Donald Trump and his Republican allies raised $50 million Saturday night at a Palm Beach dinner for wealthy Republican donors. Hosted by hedge fund billionaire John Paulson, the guest list included the owners of the New York Jets and Budget Suites of America. CBS News campaign reporter Olivia Rinaldi is following.
In comparison to his 2016 campaign, 2020 campaign, these are a lot of the same donor class that are coming back to him that perhaps had maybe strayed away during the primary season, donate to DeSantis, donate to Haley. But it's a lot of billionaires. These are Wall Street folks who spend time up in New York, and then they head down to Palm Beach, and they're part of those circles.
Some paid $815,000 per person for the Florida reception and dinner. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, the Rousers. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour of Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker, Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by White Curt Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue or online at whitekurt-lakepoint.com. And by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. You can see the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. Wendy Schneider is joining us in just a couple of minutes. But first, a double dip of brand new Eddie 8 Dynamite. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Dimensionally, it doesn't matter, girl. I can't get you out of my head. You pose for the Sears catalog, but I think that you pose for me. I fell in love with you, now you know it's true, my girl. We'll fill the age for the dream.
Civic Media. We are local music. That's Eddie 8 Dynamite and Bright Tomorrows. A Girlfriend on Page 43 before that. That is brand new music from Eddie 8 Dynamite.
How did they get together to record that?
Well, it's been in the works for a while.
Really?
And then
quietly.
One day, Tim Buttsexy dropped it on us, and it was wonderful.
Wow.
Poppy punk, I love it.
I should have known you were just talking to Dano last week.
I was, yes.
Now you see, well, you've been holding out on information.
Right. Dano's not in Eddie 8 Dynamite anymore.
No. Oh, really?
No.
Oh,
it's a whole new lineup except for Tim. You know, it's Tim Benham. I think Deegan is in the band. Oh, God. Tim just told me this.
We need accurate information because this is all new to me, Jimmy.
All right. We'll circle back to that, okay?
Okay.
Because it'll take me a minute to find it. I have it. It'll take me a minute to find it. Anyway, get the new Eddie 8 Dynamite because it's really good. Hope you're all having a great evening. Jimmy K. Rocker with you, Max Inc. on Civic Media, broadcasting to the state of Wisconsin. If you don't have the Civic Media app on your phone, what are you waiting for? Get it right now. CivicMedia.us. We have a nice link for you, too, at MaxIncRadio.com. Rocker, I'm excited. I'm tripping over my word because I'm excited about our next guest.
Jimmy, Angels of Dirt. It's a documentary by Wendy Schneider. The story is about Charlotte Canes and the fearless women who race motorcycles. Schneider charts the life and career of the amazing Charlotte Canes and a small-town girl who grows up among the racers and pit mechanics at a rural Wisconsin motorcycle track. Wendy Schneider, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, Rocker. Hi, Jimmy K. It's great to be on your show.
It's great to have you on our show. So, what are you up to tonight? What's going on? What's shaking in Wendy Schneider's world tonight?
Absolutely nothing. You know, I made a stir fry. I'm hydrating. I'm going to listen to a little like psychedelic mix on YouTube later to zone out. You know, tomorrow's probably the biggest day in my adult life, I think, you know. So the film is going to premiere at the Wisconsin Film Festival at the Barrymore Theater at 7 p.m. It's been 17 years in the making, and wow. It's a lot to take in. I don't really want to say I'm overwhelmed, but I'm not. There's just a lot of emotion, you know. So I'm just balancing it. And also, you know, a lot of guests are coming. The ticket sales have been really good. I'm going to see people that I haven't seen in quite a while, you know, so it's a big deal. It's a big deal. And it's nice to be on talking about it.
It's great to have you. Wendy, let's back up just a little bit. Tell us about the story behind Angels of Dirt.
Sure. You know, I would see Aztalan Cycle Club or the racetrack in Lake Mills. When I would drive to Milwaukee, it's on I-94. Most people around here have seen it. I got curious, started going to a couple of races, and I would see these young girls racing and was very intrigued with their tenacity and their dedication to the sport. It was also when I was filming flat track racing, which is oval racing, dirt track racing, they didn't split up the girls and boys. So I really, I thought it was kind of cool that there was this, you know, intermix of male and female racers, and I decided to start talking to them. So the first person that I met in 2006 was Charlotte Canes. She was 9 years old at the time. So I filmed for a few years, then took some time off after an unfortunate car accident. And then I don't think I was going to pick the film up. It felt really overwhelming back then. And then, of course, as you guys know, Smart Studios closed. And I started working on that documentary, which took 6 years. I was dabbling in Angels of Dirt on and off during that time, but I really did not know what I was going to do with it. And then, unfortunately, we lost Charlotte racing in 2016. She had reached you know, like a young pinnacle, you know, of being a pro racer, young female racer at 20 years old. She lost her life in Santa Rosa. I picked up the film. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to ask, tell us what you know about Charlotte.
I knew her to be, you know, like a dedicated, clear-headed, sweethearted, maniac of a motorcycle racer. She was very quiet. She was very almost zen, you know, zen-like. She was a good friend. She was a really well-raised, decent human being. But she was somebody who, as soon as she could learn to draw, was sketching motorcycles. I mean, that was her manifestation of her life started very, very young. Her dad was a racer. Her mom supported racing. You know, she began riding at 4, racing at 5. And, she was one of these people. I don't know whether, you know, and it resonates with you, where you sort of want to lean in and know more about somebody because they're so intriguing, but they don't give you all that much.
Right.
Charlotte was very quiet, almost shy. She was artistic. She was funny. She was a badass.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, you know, how would you equate, you said tomorrow's going to be, you know, one of the biggest days in your life, but I mean, the Smart Studios, that was a huge film. So kind of relate the two films together now. And
yeah.
Or is that even possible to do something like that?
Well, I think that they're both, I felt very passionate about both projects. Coincidentally, they both premiered at the Barrymore Theater as part of the Wisconsin Film Festival. You know, the Charlotte's more local to the Milwaukee scene, but I think that because people know me and are familiar with Smart Studios, I think they're curious about this, you know, next film that I've done. Mm. It's gotten a lot of really nice buzz. Because I've been working on it so long and it's sort of, quote, finally coming out, there's this, like, all right, what has she been doing? You know, kind of curiosity. You know, they were both projects that just took me into a level of dedication that I just, you know, I had to deal with on my own for a lot of it. I mean, Butch and Steve were involved with Smart Studios, but not in the production. You know, I mean, we all co-produced that film, but it's a difficult path it's a difficult path to be on, you know, working on these films. And so they're long, they cost money, you have to raise it, and then you have to promote it, which is what I'm doing now.
Well,
so
speaking of promoting,
yeah,
the Oriental Theater in Milwaukee, the film's going to be shown April 18th, and then again in Milwaukee on the 20th at the Time Cinema. And so you were just talking about this being popular in Milwaukee. How do you see those premieres out there?
You know, that'll be very hometown. You know, I think that there's a big Harley community in Milwaukee, a big Charlotte Canes community in Milwaukee, and both of those, you know, Harley was the Harley XR750 was the motorcycle that Charlotte raced. A lot of folks that are part of the motorcycle community work at, race for, or build Harley Davidson motorcycles. So there's that, and you know, I think that it's interesting. It feels like Milwaukee and Madison are very distant with regard to this film. Like, people in Madison that are seeing it have more of a connection to me. People in Milwaukee that are seeing it have much more of a connection to Charlotte. And people have been waiting for this film. I mean, Charlotte died suddenly. She died and left a huge, huge hole in the hearts of many people that cared about her. And I think that, you know, for me, I'd been working on this film before she passed away. So her life and her footage sort of lived through the work that I was doing. I was always seeing her, connected to her, and creating a story that people would hopefully, you know, be able to see at some point. And now here it is. So I think there's a big healing that's come with this film. That will come with this film for folks in Milwaukee.
That's an amazing story. Wendy Schneider joins us here on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. The premiere of Angels of Dirt is tomorrow, Sunday, April 7th, at the Barrymore Theater, and then at the Oriental Theater in Milwaukee on April 18th, and Time Cinema in Milwaukee on April 20th. Wendy, real quick, we only got about a minute here. How many who of note do you want to shout out that gave you help, or who is in the documentary?
First, also, all ticket sales can be found on the internet, on our website, angelsofdirt.com. You can get tickets to any of the screenings. There are still tickets to tomorrow if you want to go. So please go to angelsofdirt.com and get tickets to the festivals. You know, the shout-outs, I did the score for Angels of Dirt, which is really cool, and I worked with local musicians like Chris Wagner from Gaines and Wagner, Joe Bernstein, who is a Howler drummer, and also the Kissers, and Crib. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the name of the band.
Oh, yeah, Crib stuff. Booper.
Oh, Crib Pooper, Alex Wiley Coyote, there's Mark Haynes played drums, Frank Anderson. So it was really, it was great to be able to reach out to my network and have folks come in who were trying to help me, you know, like create my vision for what the soundtrack would be. So shout out to all the local musicians who've stayed with me over the years. And of course, the Canes family. I'm so grateful. People at the racetrack at Aztalan and people like yourselves who are really helping share the news that this film is going to be out and premiered, because you're not going to be able to see it otherwise.
Amazing.
So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Wendy, for what you do and for sharing the information about Angels of Dirt. Once again, premiering tomorrow at the Barrymore Theater here in Madison. Tickets are still available. What's that link? Just go to the Barrymore website, right?
Angelsofdirt.com.
Angelsofdirt.com or Wisconsin Film Festival. But angelsofdirt.com will give you all three screenings, links to all three screenings. So that's the easiest.
You rock, Wendy. Thank you for joining us tonight.
So do you.
Appreciate you. That's let's do some Howler. How about that? This is Clouds on Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Drifting away, will you?
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with Howler and Clouds. Thank you, Wendy Schneider, for coming on the show tonight. We really appreciate you. Love what you do and the premiere of the brand new movie documentary, Angels of Dirt, is premiering tomorrow at the Barrymore Theater, Sunday, April 7th. Tickets are still available. Just go to the Barrymore website, grab your tickets, and go see this awesome documentary, Angels of Dirt. Thanks again to Wendy. Coming up, we have Herd of Bison. They're in the studio right now. We have brand new music from them. That's going to be on the air in just a couple of minutes. Don't forget, Civic Media rocks the news here during the week. And, you know, if you want to find out what's happening right in your town, all you have to do is go to that radio station, like Mad Radio's radio station or Bull Falls radio station, and you get your local news right there. Civicmedia.us to get more information about that. We've got new music here from The Flavor That Kills. I love this song. Turn this up. American Dream.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon, Sunday, April 7th, featuring Linda and the Zeros and Automatic Lover. Doors open at noon, the show starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4. Get advance tickets now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Hope you get to join us tomorrow at the High Noon Saloon for the Max Inc. matinee. It's going to be a great show. Yes. Linda the Zeros, Automatic Lover. Get your advance tickets right now at high-noon.com. Hey, live in the lair with Diana Jones is just 30 minutes away. Get ready for that. But first, we got Herd of Bison in the studio here at Civic Media with brand new music. This song is called The Return. It's new Herd of Bison on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Max Sync on Civic Media. We are local music heard a bison. Brand new music from them is called The Return. Lord Buffalo is the name of the new album. It's pretty cool rocker. I love the keyboard synthesizer or whatever in there. Good stuff there.
Pretty insane, huh?
And the best part about it, Rocker, is while the song was playing, the band is air drumming playing in the studio.
I was like wondering, I'm like, well, you know, I mean, this is really complex drums, and I know the drummer. I happen to know the guy. And so I was like, how do all the rest of the people know where all the drum parts are?
Right.
I can't
must do a lot of
guy.
Rehearsals and watch the guy a lot.
Yeah, we've heard it a few times.
It was just a great moment. I enjoyed it very much. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text if you got a question for Herd of Bison Rocker.
Jimmy Madison drummer Ben Lakuta won the first Clyde Stubblefield Scholarship that was presented by the Madison Area Music Association. Drummer for the Cuz and Black Star Drumline, Ben left Madison to pursue his music career studying at the Berklee School of Music in Boston, where he started a progressive rock band made of friends and other students from Berklee. Herd of Bison is out with new music and back in Wisconsin to film an upcoming video. Here in the studio with us is drummer Ben Lakuta and Herd of Bison. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Now, it's just kind of funny because we were doing a whole story earlier and talking to Joey B. Banks about Clyde Stubblefield's birthday coming up, a celebration. So it was ironic to have you in the studio as the first recipient of the Clyde Stubblefield Scholarship.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. How has school been? You guys are done in school, right?
Almost.
Almost. I'm done. Tony is done. Delaney actually
recent
is not.
Rat.
Yep. Delaney is actually not at Berklee, but you're still in school.
Yeah, I'm still in school. So. Not for music, though.
I just have the rest of this semester and the summer to go, and that's pretty much it.
Wow. So, Ben, drums are your life. How did you get started playing music?
That's a good question. I don't remember other than to say that I just banged. I mean, it's classic drummer story that I was just banging on every single thing in the house.
How old do you think you were?
About 4 or 5, maybe.
So what was your parents' role in your musical upbringing?
Well, so my dad played drums throughout high school. He was in drum corps, and then he also played drum set throughout college, but just in some punk bands. So he was never going to try and do it professionally.
But he jammed,
and he did have a drum kit. So after about, I guess it was maybe like a year and a half, 2 years of me banging on everything in the house, he finally brought the kit out. And there's been a drum kit in my house ever since.
Nice.
That's amazing.
I love it. For our listeners who may not be familiar with Herd of Bison, tell us a little bit about this band.
So this band is something, well, Ben composes the skeleton of the music, right? So,
and what's your name?
My name is Paul. Paul Ficino. So I'm the keyboard player in this band, trying to take all these synth sounds that Ben wants and trying to apply it just immediately on stage. So trying to take on as much as possible, just, you know.
That last song we just heard, the keys, I commented on the on,
yeah, so that melody, like that. That melody I wrote on top of what Ben wrote.
So Frank, the guitar that you heard is that's Francisco, and he's playing the line that I wrote, and then Paul wrote the synthesizer melody that goes over top of it.
Yeah, that's pretty much all those very complex tunes we have. We have two very complex tunes.
Get a little closer
to
that mic there.
And yeah, most of the guitar parts were either. Especially for the Battle and the Return, which are the most complex tunes in the record, most of the guitar parts were originally synth lines that I adapted into either a fretted or fretless guitar and then just took it from there, basically.
Nice. You in the back, what's your name and what do you do? And
Get up to the microphone. You know, sometimes you need that one guy that's just in the group to help out when they need help. That's me.
You're the utility pitcher.
So my name's T. The Pharaoh. I'm an artist and audio engineer out here in Madison. And I went to school with Ben. We were kids and we knew each other for the longest amount of time. He hit me up one day and he was like, hey, I got a spot open for you if you want to go back to the high school and go perform. And I was like, you know what? 100%. We haven't done anything yet. Let's go ahead and do something.
So you don't actually play the band. You just help out? And
yeah. No, I just come in. And I wanted to. They got a vocal part on there, so they wanted me to come in and do that. So.
Would you call yourself the band manager?
I would call myself it's Spirit Guardian.
Oh, my God.
As long as I'm around, you know that it's bison, right? It's the Lord Buffalo.
So you're a chill manager.
Good guy.
What'd you say? Spirit what?
Spirit guardian.
Spirit guardian.
Yeah. Every man needs a spirit guardian.
And I'm sorry. What's your name and what do you do in Herd of Bison?
Yeah, my name is Delaney Glyman. I'm the female vocalist. We used to have another male vocalist, but he's no longer part of the band, so it's just me as a sole vocalist.
So you're the lead vocalist.
Well, and then these guys help me out because we need the lower notes to kind of round everything out, especially with Ben's mind and everything else that's going on.
She says, "That's it." Huh? I just say the last word of every phrase that she has. That's all I do.
Yeah.
One of those things. So tell me.
No, but it's great. Yeah.
Tell us about the video that you're doing at Oregon High School.
So Tony and I both graduated from Oregon High School, class of 2017, right?
Yep.
So we had. I am still, you know, still friends with, still close with all of the music department teachers there, and. I know that every year the high school puts on a fine arts week, and they always bring one particular act in to be the school assembly. Mm-hmm. And so I asked them if they wanted us to be the assembly, and they said yes.
Wow. So you're going to go play there live, and then they're going to film it.
Yeah. So we're going to have, obviously we'll be on stage playing the whole album start to finish, all 40 minutes. And we also, I have a friend who is going to college for lighting design. His name is Aiden McLeod, and he programmed this whole light sequence that is 40 minutes long to the music, and he has he controlled each light fixture individually, so all I have to do is hit start, and as long as I hit start with the light sequence, then everything happens exactly at the right time and we don't have to touch anything.
What happens if you get out of sync?
Well, then you just are out of sync.
That's why you got the Spirit Guardian.
No plan B. Spirit Guardian is the plan B.
Sorry, what I meant to say was that if we get off, then we all just come together and we have a short prayer in the middle of the stage, and then it all gets fixed.
Yeah, just like that.
Brilliant. Bam. It's magic. So tell us about the new album. It's called Lord Buffalo. Lord,
yes.
That's a solid. It fits you all. It really does.
Thank you.
Lord
it
Buffalo.
The whole idea behind it was I had read David Baldacci's book series called based on a character named Will Robey, and then I had watched The Mandalorian, and sometime after that I just had this idea for a character named Lord Buffalo.
I knew there was going to be a Star Wars reference here.
See, I didn't know that.
It's got to be connected somewhere.
Well, and so then I laid out all of the song titles and then had to write the music to fit the songs.
Yeah, and then my brother is actually the guy rapping on the album. His rap name is Roman, so we're both Ficino brothers, and he just basically was asked to write all of these things, and he took these super deep lyrics from the past 2 years and put it all over. So
yes, indeed.
So as a band, you're back. I mean, you all spend part of the time in Boston, part of the time here. I think some of you are in the Arctic Circle from Latin. Well, wait, that's fake news.
No fake news here.
So what are you guys doing?
It was the Antarctic Circle.
Antarctic, okay. Are you here?
There's a circle
down
there?
What's the plan? What do you got coming up?
Well, I'm still in Berkeley, so I have one more year at Berkeley. There's a lot of connections that are still out there. Obviously, Ben, you're in Wisconsin. Delaney, you're going to be back in Boston.
Yeah.
So, wherever we can be, I guess.
Any live shows besides the film?
Working on it. We're working on a lot of things.
And will we be able to see the film then?
Yes. Don't know where or when yet.
Okay. But where can we keep up with Herd of Bison?
Follow us on social media. Instagram, Facebook, H-E-R-D of Bison.
Herd of Bison.
Herd of Buffalo?
I don't. Did you?
And also the website. Sorry. Delaney whispered TikTok and Paul whispered website.
TikTok, website, Spotify.
Anywhere.
Well, hey, tell us about this song we're about to hear. It's called The Return.
I think we already played The Return.
Yep, sorry, Rocker. The Journey.
It's about to return.
The Journey.
The Journey.
The Return came back.
Speaking of Journey, before we talk about the song, speaking of Journey, I'm I'm hoping to go to Boston sometime. I might need a place to crash. Can I crash at your place?
Paul, I got an apartment. It's got an air mattress.
Great.
It's a queen size.
I've stayed
air mattress.
On it many times. It's a very comfortable air mattress. You'll be happy.
Perfect.
Perfect. Clean sheets, blankets. We got you.
Do you have room service?
I can vouch for that as well.
I mean, they'll bring you water.
Perfect.
I can make you pasta at about 11 o'clock at night.
Can I bring my 9 cousins with me?
I don't know if we have 9 air mattresses.
7 is max.
I'm like the worst guest you could ever invite over. All right, so tell us about the song "The Journey."
Well, so this is it's the third song on the album, and I haven't talked to Roman about exactly what he was thinking in terms of where this falls in the whole journey of the album, but right. It's kind of just addressing the world. Basically.
Yeah, basically just addressing the problems of the world just right up front and just saying, you know, if you want something, you got to go for it. You know, just push through, keep going.
It's very straightforward.
I mean, ask him yourself. He'll be all over social media.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, hopefully we can get here. If we come back.
We'll come back.
We'll bring Roman.
Yeah.
There you go.
Roman, you got to come with us.
Yeah.
It's brand new Herd of Bison. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
in the inside. Some people decide they can't live, go inside, cause opinions are way your beliefs like to hide. Some people just want to exist, but say the wrong thing and you're worse at the twist. Let it blow over, stop clenching your fist. There's so much to hate, but please try to resist. They just need to know what they said was wrong. No need to ruin their life or a song. Maybe someday they'll get where you're coming from, but not if you're forcing your views to belong. Start a clean statement, say people that hate them. Forget we used to make America great. It's a new world and we're running it. Time to stop tearing it down and create.
Civic Media, we are local music, brand new music from Herd of Bison there. That song is called The Journey. Pretty groovy. The new Herd of Bison is definitely great. You can find them on Facebook, all the streaming things, and connect with them. They're a fun bunch of folks, I tell you. How you doing? I'm Jimmy K here with Rockard live in the lair. We're just moments away from it. Diana Jones is going to rock us for the 9 o'clock hour. We got Rob Roberts at 10 o'clock tonight. And of course, the new schedule launches this weekend. So Rob Roberts tonight at 10. Max Inc. Heavy has moved to Sunday night at 10. So please follow us there. And then get up early, 4 a.m. for Max Inc. Americana, the best country, folk, and bluegrass from the state of Wisconsin, 4 a.m. to 6. And then 6 p.m. on Sunday, join me for Max Inc. Sunday night, including the Max Inc. Top 10. Right at 6 o'clock. Go to MaxIncRadio.com to get all the details. MaxIncRadio.com for all the details and the podcast. All right. Live in the lair. Moments away. But first, brand new 7,000 Apart. This has started a fire on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
I'm tired of being second best. I'm sick of the feeling when they choose someone else. Tired of knocking at this door that everyone's been at before. I started a fire, I'm gonna let it burn. I lit up a match, cause this is our turn. You've been living us out for far too long. You'll never let us in, so we'll just burn it up to the
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.